Now it's time for our first feature. Richard Matthew is back from his holiday and has prepared his latest piece about the intrepid Major Money, the Norwich balloonist and soldier.
On July the 25th, 1785, Major Money, born in Norwich in 1752, then a 33-year-old half-pay officer from the 15th Light Dragoons, made his now legendary balloon ascent from Ranelagh Gardens, formerly the Quantrell Gardens, in Norwich. The flight was to raise money for the new Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. It ended in failure, with Major Money being dumped in the sea off Lowestoft and having to be rescued, but becoming something of a celebrity in the process. It's another early example of charitable fundraising, in this case for the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, which had opened in 1772. It's also an example of the growth of public entertainments, organised by a number of pleasure gardens in Norwich, of which Ranelagh Gardens was just one, located near today's St Stephen's roundabout. Major Money's flight was less than a year after the first manned balloon flight in England, which was by Vincent Lunardi in 1784. Remarkably, the Major only had the experience of one previous flight in the balloon known as the British Balloon, and he somehow convinced the owners of Lunardi's balloon to let him transport it to Norwich and fly it solo. His flight began after a successful launch in front of a large crowd, but he soon developed a problem with a valve, which meant that he was unable to reduce his height and to land. He disappeared out to sea with the lower half of the balloon partially collapsed and barely half full of gas. He was unceremoniously deposited in the North Sea, 20 miles off the Norfolk coast. The balloon still had enough gas to keep the basket just above the waves. However, as Major Money struggled to keep afloat, he decided to cut the basket loose and climb onto the balloon hoop and rigging. By keeping just enough gas in the balloon canopy to keep it slightly inflated, he had enough buoyancy to keep afloat, but was being dragged further out to sea. Several boats had followed him earlier, as he had flown out over the sea, but they had given up the chase. After several hours, as he sank deeper into the cold water, he was rescued just before midnight, 18 miles off Southwold in Suffolk, by the perseverance of Captain William Haggis, the captain of a Coast Guard cutter from Harwich, who returned Money to Lowestoft. Major Money found instant fame, and the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital received a generous donation. A local newspaper reported his flight as follows. About 6 o'clock, the Major with the balloon fell upon the water, where, after experiencing the most astonishing dangers, with the greatest fortitude and presence of mind, he was taken up by a cutter between 11 and 12 o'clock that night, and the next morning landed safe at Lowestoft, to the great surprise and joy of his friends and the country in general. He was reported as saying, "I was so weak that I was obliged to be lifted out of the car, i.e. the basket, into the ship. I was put to bed, and having drunk 2 or 3 glasses of grog, which was by far more delicious than champagne, I fell asleep." A print entitled Major Money's Perilous Situation shows him in full frock coat and breeches, clinging to the remains of the balloon a few feet above the water. In 1803, he wrote a treatise on the use of balloons and field observators, where he advocated the use of balloons for military purposes, an earlier version of a military drone. It was unusual in that some of it was written in verse, as follows. "Great use he thought that might be made of these machines in his own trade. Now o'er a fortress he might soar, and its condition thence explore." Major Money also had an adventurous life as a soldier. He began his career with the Norfolk Militia before joining the army. he saw a good deal of active service, including in the American War of Independence, when he was captured at the Battle of Saratoga and spent some time in prison. Money then offered his services to the rebel party in a campaign in the Austrian Netherlands in 1790. He was given a commission as Major General and was placed in command of a force of about 4,000 or 5,000 men. After one sharp engagement, he had to join in the general retreat to Brussels, a retreat which ended the rebellion. He utilised his knowledge of the country in his 8-volume publication, The History of the Campaign of 1792. He also wrote and published pamphlets on military and other matters, and was noted for his objection to military flogging for desertion. He favoured deserters having a tattooed letter D on the upper right arm as an effective alternative. He had inherited an estate in Trowes Newton, where he built himself a new house called Crown Point, named after a fort in New York State in America, which he had helped to capture in the American War. The house, on the site of today's Whitlingham Hall, was situated on a superb site overlooking Norwich and the Yare Valley, and he died at Trowes Hall, a farmhouse on the estate, in March 1817.
Thank you, Richard.